Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It is Monday, Labor Day, September 1st, and as Hurricane Gustav makes its way to landfall, there are many hoping that officials at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are right when they say much of the levee system in and around New Orleans is sounder today than it was before Hurricane Katrina. But there are certainly some who are skeptical, given the levee failures that led to massive flooding after the 2005 storm. Joining us now is Colonel Alvin Lea, commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans. Good morning and welcome, Colonel.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on your show.
It looks like Gustav is heading just west of the city. Can you describe the network of levees that's likely in its path?
Yes, we have in the greater New Orleans area, we have approximately 275 miles of levees that make up the greater New Orleans hurricane storm damage risk reduction system. Outside of New Orleans, and this is to the west and south, there's another hurricane project called La Rose to Golden Meadows. And so those are the two primary hurricane protection projects in southeast Louisiana that are completed. And so those are the two projects.
And what state are they in? How prepared do you think you are?
Well, in New Orleans, New Orleans is the first city in the nation to have a comprehensive system. And so we're building that right now. Of course, we're not completed with that system, but New Orleans has the best protection that it's had in its history. And I say that pretty confidently because we have done a lot of work since Hurricane Katrina. We have reinforced flood walls at numerous locations. All of the eye walls that were breached during Hurricane Katrina have been replaced with stronger T-walls at the breach sites. Our flood walls have also been armored, and that's so if there is any water that goes over the flood walls that you won't get scouring on the protected side. And then the transition points between flood walls and levees also have been armored with rock to keep the erosion of water from eating away at the soil materials.
Well, let's talk about erosion for a moment, Colonel. We were just told by the National Weather Service that this could be a flood event lasting days. So you could be looking at breaches that aren't episodic but actually are sustained, in which case the erosion would be pretty significant, kind of no matter what you have there as reinforcement.
Well, one of the things that we did after Katrina is we made some assessments on the materials that we used to build levees, and we used to use a lot more sand and organic materials to build the levees. Now we have changed to a higher clay, and so we have very few organics and sand matter in the levees, and then we also use grasses and other armoring to make sure that the levees don't erode when we have a heavy rainfall. Falls and overtopping. So those are some of the lessons learned we use from Katrina to make the system more resilient. And one of the key things in New Orleans is really New Orleans is kind of like a bathtub. Many parts of the city are below sea level, and what you're talking about with heavy rainfall, it is a concern because the city's capability to pump the water out of the city is about 1 foot for the first hour, one inch of rain for the first hour, and then a half of inch every hour thereafter. So if they get, 15 inches of rain in a pretty short period, the city will likely see interior flooding throughout the low parts of the city, and then it'll take time to pump that out of the city.
Hmm. Now, Governor Jindal yesterday expressed some concern that the Army Corps hadn't done all the work it was supposed to, particularly west of the city. And how do you respond to that?
Well, in the West Bank, I guess the thing that needs to be noted about the West Bank is that on Hurricane when Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005, the West Bank and vicinity only had 30% of its projects completed. So, you know, on the other portions of the system, about 85% of the projects were completed. So we are what we call accelerate to complete, and we're working as fast as we can on the West Bank. Of course, as you heard me say, this is not a small system. There's over 275 miles of levees, and those levees are not something you can just go out and build, you know, in a few months. Mm-hmm. They take multiple lifts. And they're pretty. It's an extensive construction requirement to get them to the level. We're scheduled to be completed with our system in 2011. So that's when we see the 100-year level of protection that would be provided there.
As for today, what kind of preparations have you made? What kind of teams do you have in place?
Well, we're part of the federal government's Unified National Response to Disasters and Emergencies, and we work very closely with the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, and we have responsibility for organizing public works and engineer-related support, and that includes any type of response to debris removal, commodities procurement, temporary emergency power, temporary housing, temporary roofing, infrastructure assessment, and also support to urban search and rescue.
So how many people do you have down there who are watching these levees, who are pulling together the resources you may need if problems arise?
Well, we have approximately 260 personnel deployed here in New Orleans, and this is forward deployed, and then we have additional personnel in Baton Rouge and also in Vicksburg, Mississippi. So we have done a number of measures to make sure we're prepared for this hurricane. That includes exercising the gates. We have surge gates. One of the surge gates on the Harvey Canal on the West Bank, that the area you were referring to earlier,
right.
We have closed that surge gate so that we can reduce the risk for the West Bank, and that's one of the measures that we keep doing as a Corps of Engineers is to make risk-informed decisions and help reduce the risk to the city.
Colonel Alvin Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Colonel Alvin Lee, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He is the New Orleans District's 60th Commander and District Engineer.